702. Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane. Email her on refilwem@702.co.za.
It's going on to 9:38 on the Sunday edition of Weekend Breakfast. These final 22 minutes of the show are going to be spent in music and in conversation with contemporary gospel songstress Hlengiwe Mdombela, popularly known as Hlaire. She released her solo album called Your Kingdom on Earth, and that has done extremely well. But Hlaire, of course, is also known as a Joy Celebration lead singer as well, but currently doing her own thing. Her career has been developing at a lovely pace, and I'm so happy to welcome Hlaire Mdombela to Weekend Breakfast. Good morning.
Hey, such an elegant voice. I can listen to you all day.
Thanks so much, Hlaire. No, I really appreciate it. I'm well. I trust you are too, because life is looking good. Right?
It has to.
Now, Hlaire, for, you were part of an institution, a musical and gospel institution that is Joyous Celebration. If you could just tell us about how you landed there, your time there, and what you've learned in that institution, because it really has touched so many lives and sparked so many amazing careers.
Yeah. Well, really, Joyous Celebration is a huge, huge institution, really. It's a school for a lot of people in many, many ways. And I am so honored to have been a part of that for a lot of reasons as well myself. How I landed there was actually tricked.
Uh-huh.
I was tricked into it. I will say it.
By whom?
I was tricked. So basically what it was, Babuji Ndelane Mkhize, who's one of the founders of the group, we had met while I was 15 when we met, and he had tried to recruit me then. We had met at some competition, some concert, and I was like, no, I'm not ready. And I blamed my dad. I said, no, my dad won't allow me to. And I hadn't even told my dad. I was lying. I said, my dad will say no. My dad will not want me to do this. My dad hates me doing music. My dad said nothing of the sort.
Yes.
So every time when we saw each other, he'd say the same thing. Hey, I'm Joyous. I was like, yeah, but my dad is, I can't because I'm young and because I need to just, you know, finish school, you know. So years ago, I think I was 22 or so. I think Kaya Mtetwa.
Yes.
I was now in Durban, and Kaya Mtetwa had gone to Idol to go and do something there and go and win there and go and be amazing there.
And go to make a small mark on musical history.
You know, just like a little tiny little mark. And then he had just recorded a big song with Joyous. So the tour had just begun, and they were worried that in Durban they're going to need someone to go and do the song that Kaya does.
Mm-hmm.
At least because he can't do it, because he's stuck there in that place where he's doing great things. So they asked me to come and do it because I work with him, I'm in the same church as him, and I'm very close to him and his family.
Sure.
And we write songs together and stuff. And so I said, no problem, I'd love to do that. He's my brother. So I was doing a tribute, innocently doing a tribute to my brother.
Yes.
And while I was doing the tribute to my brother, I noticed that Babu Mkhize wasn't on stage during that time.
Mm-hmm.
He was off stage and went to my father, who had driven from the concert to Durban.
And the lie catches up with you 7 years later.
You know, I'm busy singing. And then next thing I know, I get off stage. It was a great performance. We love the people. And I hear the verdict that I am now part of Joyous. And I get the rehearsal scale. I start Thursday.
Goodness.
How? Such trickery.
I love to hear it. I absolutely love to hear it.
I do not.
Anyway, obviously, for anybody who doesn't know much about you, we hear the name Hlaire, and then we immediately know that, okay, this person has got to be from KZN, because only people from KZN will abbreviate a name and grab three letters from it and then put that accent on it, and then it's Hlaire, and then it's Unu, and then it's, you know, I absolutely love it. It's so special. I love it.
Of course.
I really, really do.
We love making things short and we love putting an accent to it. Mm. Your name will be Refilo. We'll say Uri Ri. Uri.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. I love that. It really, really is unique. So what I'm keen to find out is, yes, you're part of this institution, and which is Joy Celebration, and you are a lead singer. And as you're alluding to, you are writing songs, you're exercising that muscle. But the need or the call to release your solo album, what were you answering within that? What muscle did you need to exercise that, you know, singing in a group, for instance, just did not do?
Honestly, I had never wanted or imagined myself doing music full time. I was really just enjoying. Well, I've been singing my whole life because I'm a PK. I'm a pastor's child.
Yes.
So I just thought that we sing because our dad told us to, because that lady's not there, you know. We were just doing it to fill up the gap.
Yeah.
We didn't think that it was like something that's serious, you know. And even though we were good at it, we felt that we were good at it because we were doing it for God, and everything that we do for God, even if it's parking cars, we need to do it with excellence. Mm-hmm. So when I joined Joyous, unaware, I was doing it because it was one of those things that Dad said, okay, you need to go and do that. And I said, okay, cool. So I was going there, just doing that. And because I've been doing it for so long, it didn't occur to me that this is actually a calling, that this is actually pulling me towards doing this, not just for myself now, not just to hide a gap, but this is literally going to be my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been called when I was 16, but I hadn't felt and understood what that calling meant and what it was, because like, I've known a lot of singers before in my life. I didn't understand what was special about me that meant that I had to be called into music. It didn't make sense. But when I was studying interior design in Durban while being on Joyous Celebration, I realized, and it hit me, that I can't finish this course. And I was on the last semester doing my last exhibition, and that's all I needed to do. And then I was going to, but I couldn't do it, Rufila. It was sure. So difficult to go into class and submit my last assignment and present it to my lecturer. It was so difficult. I couldn't walk. I was sick. I left. It's a long story about that calling. But the point of that calling is that eventually I decided to go and study music.
Yeah.
And I went and studied jazz in Durban again, and Howard University, and Howard College, I mean. And I studied jazz there. And while everything else that I did around being in the Joyous Celebration, working with Dogos or working with every single other person that I worked with, I made sure that I make it a school for myself, from production, songwriting, from event planning, from marketing. I just learned. Like, I was one of the only people and artists that were there, lead singers that were there, that were less worried about the music, because I know that, and more worried about the behind the scenes, because I feel like that's what I haven't learned, you know? So that's what I used all those platforms for, to make sure that by the time that, if I do, because I hadn't felt like I still would do a solo, but if I do, I should at least know this. And when I left Joyous, still I hadn't felt like, okay, I'm going to do a solo album. I think it took me like 4 years. Yeah, 4 years to decide that, okay, maybe I should record an album. Now I'm ready. Now I feel called to, now God has deposited in my heart to, which was last year. Yeah. And it was the most amazing, craziest feeling. Started off with Benjamin Dube asking me to be part of his recording as a solo artist, as an artist, and then I realized, okay, now I have to do this full time.
All these realizations slowly
yeah.
they come through.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
you released then your debut album. It's called Your Kingdom on Earth, YKOE. And within its first week, it did very well on the Apple streaming charts. It peaked at number 5, making it the 5th most streamed album across all genres within that first week of release.
Yes.
It must have been such a relief to be welcomed by the market like that, because, of course, nothing's guaranteed, right? Will people bite? Will they be interested?
Yes. You know, so good. Because the thing is, even when people give you the demand and say, Shay, you need to record. Oh my gosh, Shay, we've been waiting, because you know when you get out of Joy, people have the assumption that you're getting out because you're going to record your own album. And it had been 4 years, so I didn't want to depend so much on the people, yes, saying that we need you, Shay. Oh my gosh. So I had to still work. We had to do everything that we can to make sure that we are as if we are getting into the market for the first time and no one, absolutely no one knows us.
Yeah.
So when we got that reception, it was like insane. Like, it was so sweet from everywhere during a lockdown, during this mess. It was really overwhelming and it meant a lot. I think mostly because with this album, it's more about this reaching the ears because of what it has to do to people than reaching the ears because we want to sell. But because of how much we prayed for it and how much we worked hard on it, when it reaches the ear that it reaches, it has a work to do in that ear and that heart and that soul. So that's why we have the mission to make sure that it gets to that person, you know. So it excites us when more and more people receive it. I hope it makes sense.
It does. Absolutely, it does. Well, let's play your first song. It's called You Are, and it is taken off your debut album, YKOE.
Yeah.
Loving and loyal, never unkind, majestic and royal, you are the everlasting, loving and never unkind, majestic and royal, you are the
That's You Are, taken off the debut album of Hle Ntombela. She's a contemporary gospel songstress, popularly known as Hle. And my goodness, doing well right out of the gates, that album. It's called, that album is called YKOE, short for Your Kingdom on Earth. And I'm going to talk to you, Hle, now about your time and your move into television, because that's got to be, oh goodness, we seem to have lost Hle now on the line. Let's get her back. But I want to talk to Hle about her time, or move rather, into television, how she's enjoying it, and of course how that came about. It is one thing to be a singer on stages and multiple platforms, but then to present and to talk and to research becomes a very, very different proposition. Hle, welcome back on the line. I see we have you now.
Hey, I don't know what happened.
No worries. So talk to me about your time on TV and the fact that you are not just going to be known as the singer and this solo artist, but, you know, you are on the DSTV Christian music channel, One Gospel. Yeah. How did that come about? That's got to be exciting.
Oh, it's very exciting. I've always liked being in TV production, first of all, not in the forefront, but in the background. Sure. But I think I'd always been helping and being, you know, doing small things for One Gospel whenever they needed that, I'd make sure that I'm with them. So they become like family with us. So anytime they needed something, we were just like, okay, sure, and make a plan.
Sure.
So it came a time when they came up.
Hi, Sam.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's start that again. It came a time, you're telling us that tale.
Oh, I'm sorry. When they came up with a show concept, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
Okay, sorry. And yeah, they said that they need a specific personality, and they called me in to ask if I know anyone. And I was thinking, I give them a few names, and they're like, thank you, and they go. A few days later, they're like, actually, why don't you do it? That'd make great sense, because I feel like I can't figure anyone else that would actually do this great. But it wasn't my first time presenting, was my first time presenting and kind of producing, because I had to make sure that the content is perfect so that I relate to it, and I had to like bring the guests that I want and go and research them and read on them and make every single one of those guests my best friend. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that I have to know them that well, that I need to know stuff that the public doesn't know.
Sure.
And I felt like I'm definitely the perfect person for that, because I love.
Hi, Hle. We seem to have lost you again. But you know what I'm going to do?
I'm so worried.
No, don't be worried. Because of time, I think we're going to go jump right into our next song, your next song, taken off your debut album. But I think it seems to me that as you know, your humbleness is just amazing and inspiring. Got a message here from Elaine saying that music and that voice is just exquisite. And she asks, who is that amazing woman? That amazing woman is Hle Ntombela. And you should check out her debut album. It is called YKOE, Your Kingdom on Earth. Hle, we want to wish you all the best, and thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. It's clear and apparent that everything in your life is pushing you to forefront. So we'll be watching out.
I'm trying so hard not to, but it's not allowing me to.
Stop fighting it. Stop fighting it, girl. We are looking forward to more breakthroughs and more firsts for you, and more spotlights and more spotlights.
So much.
Yeah, your energy
you
that
so
you bring is amazing. An absolute
thank
pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your beautiful show and allowing me to listen to this voice firsthand. People, I got to listen to it. You guys have the best host in the world. You really do.
And she's a charmer as well. Hle Ntombela Mthethwa. It's been an absolute pleasure.